Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. My name is Liana Wojniak, filling in for Dave Popowich and Faisal Karmali this week. They were gracious enough to hand over the keys to the studio to me this week. So I get to run the show, and I have some great topics that I want to chat about with this week. It's going to be a really great show. Stay tuned for later on in the show because we're going to be talking about your purpose in retirement. Most people know what they're retiring from, but if you want to maintain that feeling of satisfaction in what you're doing and really have an idea of what you want to do later on, don't miss our last guest because we're going to be talking about that and how you figure out what that purpose is. But first, there's another topic that I wanted to cover, and that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. It's the people who are business owners, entrepreneurs, who are retiring. Maybe they never retire or they choose to move on from one business to the next. But how do you actually go about making that transition? And what are the things that you need to bear in mind when you're doing that? Now, to answer some of those questions, we have a fantastic guest for that, Susan Nalen Sorrell, who is the founder of Prairie Mountain Partners, is joining me here today. Welcome, Susan. Thanks so much for joining me.
Good morning. It's fantastic to be here.
Great. Well, my first question for you, because you're a business transition expert, is when should people be starting to think about transitioning their business? What are those kind of triggers that come up for people when they start to maybe should start to think about either retiring or moving on from their business?
Yeah, you know, in my experience, retirement and the selling of business is something that isn't planned for. People just sort of think it's going to happen, and they put it off. My daughter graduated a couple days ago, and in the speeches, they kept saying, "We've prepared you well for this next transition in your life." And yet, when I talk to business owners, you know, they often land on my doorstep and say, "I've got to sell," and that is the time that, you know, we can still do it, but it's not optimal. You know, the optimal time is when your business is still growing, when there's still some enthusiasm, when the momentum is moving forward. Too often I meet business owners who have great businesses and they've been cash flowing, but they've taken time, they go down to the States, they vacation, and the cash flow erodes just a little bit. And that's okay, because they're still having a great life. You know, they're not ready to retire, so they're sort of in this quasi mode of nothing. And what really begins to happen is the business loses momentum. So when we go to value these businesses, you're not valuing a company that is sort of growing and moving and gets those premium prices. We've got one that actually gets to the point where the conversation with the buyer is, it's a repair job, but not that bad. And then further down the road is, yikes, this one actually is, you're going to have to fully reset it. And so when we can work with entrepreneurs earlier to make a plan, we can help them exit. And exiting doesn't mean that you have to drop the keys. And just like you said, you're talking about purpose in retirement. A lot of people don't know what to do in retirement. These are people who have loved their businesses and loved what they've done. There's this perception that once you sell, that's it. The ideal transitions often have the principal staying in roles where they absolutely love what they're doing. You know, they'll move to the sales role, or they'll, you know, just meet with clients or whatever those great parts of the business is and leave the rest. So my view is earlier the better, and we can figure out what to do from there.
That's really interesting because it's so hard to walk away while it's still fun, while it's still growing, while they're still in that growth mode. That's the exciting part. How do you kind of coach people, if you actually manage to talk to them at that point in time, that they might want to consider that a transition maybe should be put in place at that point in time?
Well, it's often easier when we can sit down and show them the numbers, right? By selling the business earlier, we can, and what we can do is we can share the future, right? Again, a lot of people sort of take that very low end, you know, I'm going to sell it, like selling your house, you get paid all at once. I come from investment banking where we structure deals all the time. And a structured deal means, you know, we might say you get this much up front. And because you're still growing and you're going to participate in this, we can give you this much into the future. So there's a way numerically I can show it very quickly, you know, between the tax mitigation of the capital gains exemption, between putting your money in the market, you can earn certain amounts and you can still be earning from the business. There's a million solutions. You just have to sit down and see where the person is at and where you think they can go.
Exactly. And as you said, there are a million solutions. You kind of just need to have a look at what those are. So what are, maybe if you have kind of a broad overview, what are sort of the options for a business owner if they're looking to start to transition out or maybe get ready to retire? What are the first kind of steps to that process?
I would say sit down and have a plan, right? Just like I said, you know, my daughter graduated. She always knew this was the date. She always knew what was going to go on. You know, over the past year, she's figured out what she's doing next. You know, similarly, you're going to figure out when you're going to retire. Is that in 1 year? Is that in 5 years? Right? And then there's different things that we can do. If a company is 5 years away from an exit, it's amazing what changes we can actually make to it to make it that much more valuable. I sat down with a business owner who came to me years ago. He, in my view, while he was ready, I actually thought that he needed to make some changes. And by making those changes, you know, he almost tripled his exit value, right? So there's things you can do 5 years out. 2 years out, there's still some planning, some tax mitigation. We can do some cleaning up. Nobody wants to say it, but you are judged at every step of your exit. And, you know, so by having the company clean, getting some of the personal expenses out, having decent financials, and, you know, sometimes literally cleaning the shop makes all the difference. So we can do things 2 years out. When we get to the point where, and I've done it, I've dealt with, you know, very sick clients or clients where the principal is deceased. Those are hard deals, right? Those you can't do a lot, but we can still do something, right? So there's always something. And my biggest thing is before you go into the market, prepare. You only have one chance to make a first impression. And more often than not, I find people will go out, they'll talk to their, what I call the natural buyer. They're not ready for it. And it doesn't work out as well as it should. And then people are frustrated because they don't understand what the missteps are. So have a plan, think through it, become as knowledgeable as you can, and then move forward.
Well, fantastic. And we're going to have to go to commercial break shortly, but I do want to talk about what that sort of plan looks like. Maybe what's the ideal time to start making it? And what are some of the kind of first steps that you can take to do that? We're going to be talking about that after the break, but we're also going to be talking more about transitioning to retirement at our upcoming seminar. Now, we do a seminar every month, and for that seminar, we like to sit down and talk about income in retirement, growth in retirement. If you have a business transitioning out of that, how do you invest your assets in order to give you that income and cash flow over time? All of those things, as Susan mentioned, need planning. So we're going to be hosting our next seminar on Tuesday, June 20th at 7 p.m. That's going to be live in person at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary. Now you do need to register for that seminar, so please go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That is morethanmoneyradio.com to register, and we will hopefully see you there on Tuesday, June 20th. Join us after the break. Don't go away. We're going to be talking more about the ways to transition your business to the next generation or how to set up a plan to do that with our expert, Susan Nayland-Sorrell from Prairie Mountain Partners. After the break, we'll see you here on More Than Money and QR Calgary.